Class. Class.
Anyway, my friends, welcome back to Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, today at Le Cordon Green, where Chef Amanda holds court daily. I mean, and her job is literally daily. I hear there's talk in the Upper Ivory Towers, Le Cordon Green Central, that they may even give her a day off, which I think is rather, kind and generous of them. I understand they let her have 8 minutes to eat every day. I mean, this job gives and gives.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, I'll tell you what, all kidding aside, if you want to book the ultimate corporate event, if you want to have the ultimate party experience for your family, your loved one, your friend, or if you're a company that's got, like Jim Beam, you've got new products you want to roll out, you can set up a corporate event right here at Le Cordon Green. They take care of everything. They have great chefs. The food is exceptional. The surroundings are amazing, reasonable. Check it out. If you're looking for something different, Chef Eric, I know you work. You are way up the corporate chain in Konica Minolta. You guys are always doing things for your salespeople, for your engineers and stuff, where you're looking, always looking and doing really fun and unique things. Companies have really seized onto Le Cordon Green and the Big Green Egg.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the opportunity to do an event like this is, I mean, it's a lot of fun, and it's something your employees are going to remember. So
That's a great point. Employees remember it. They appreciate it. And this is the place to do it because it's so unique and different.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It's not just a rubber chicken event. But anyway, Chef Eric, we know that when you cook, it's not just rubber chicken. It's really kind of embarrassing when you call this a quiche. But go ahead and try to whip this one up. Although I admit, when I heard it, both Bobby and I decided that ain't no quiche. And you may maintain your man card.
Well, it's just a matter of what you consider a quiche, right? I mean, this has a crust on it. It's going to be baked like a quiche is. The crust is just
really?
So happens to be made from hash browns. But, a lot of times it's just because it's the name, that's why you're being so judgy about it. But
listen,
anyway.
Corn, did you ever eat corned beef hash as a kid?
No.
Oh, God, I loved it. Oh. Growing up in the Midwest, that was a Midwest thing, man. Corned beef and hash with eggs over easy over the top.
So let me tell you what I'm doing now.
Okay.
We've started the breakfast quiche, the manly quiche.
Hard for you to say, isn't it?
And I've got some 1 pound of sage sausage that I'm browning off here in a pan. I also added a tablespoon of butter, grass-fed butter. To this as well, and I put in about a tablespoon of flour once I've started browning after about 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. Let me add one more tablespoon here, and we're going to mix this up for about another minute, put it back on the induction burner for another minute here. Of course, you could cook this on the egg as well, just get the Dutch oven.
Uh-huh.
And use out on the egg. And
But we have the convenience of an induction burner here. Where could you happen to go to find one?
You know what? If you don't have a Dutch oven, I'll tell you what. Right here at the Big Green Egg Retail Center.
Really?
They have fantastic Dutch ovens. I've got two or three that I've bought over the years that are still 100%. I mean, they're awesome, and they've seasoned beautifully. And
they've got new ones, too.
And they have new ones here.
Yeah. It's amazing. And another thing I want to give a shout out. I got to take and try the Eggniter, which is a lighter for your Big Green Egg that is electric. The best way it's like a blowtorch of orange electricity that fires up your egg. I actually gave it the first test. It took me 3.5 minutes to start 4 different areas on my egg and get it going. And yes, like a giant curling iron. I'm glad you said that because, quite frankly, I wouldn't know. But now that you mention it, but what it does is you plug it in and it blows this hot orange air, obviously, off the element, and it gets so hot so quick. But you can get 3 or 4 different spots on your egg going at the same time. 3.5 minutes, shut the lid, went in to bring out my food, closed the vents down, got it righteous, and in about 7 or 8 minutes, I was at 375 degrees, and I had a surface that was much bigger than my electric starter, which just got into the middle, and taking the other size. This thing is amazing. It's easy. It's clean. The cord is long enough, but we just use an extension cord because mine happens to be too far away from my egg. But it's easy to put, and what's nice is it's got a stand that also uses to wrap the cord around, so it's very ergonomically easy. You just set it down on your table, and it keeps the element off, and in about 10 minutes is cool enough to roll up and put it
on. I never got one of those.
Well, that was because you were supposed to get one the last time we were going to be here, but, I digress. But anyway, you can pick up one today. It is.
Wait, is this like the time before that I showed up and you didn't? Because
no, that was in May. Yours was in July.
The first one was yours.
Mine.
All right.
Second one was yours, but the difference was, I said, "Oh my God, I'm sorry, I blew it." Yours was, I didn't hear it, I didn't get it, I didn't know it.
It wasn't on the calendar.
Oh, it was.
No,
it was.
It was not on the calendar.
Yeah, it was. Anyway,
it was not.
That's, but
right,
anyway,
so anyway
the igniter.
Let me get back to cooking.
The igniter is something you can pick up here at the Big Green Egg. It's great for Christmas time too.
And how much is the igniter?
It's less than $100. And,
fantastic.
It's amazing. But anyway, as Christmas is coming up, it's a great Christmas idea for an egghead that you love, and you get it right here, as well as you can pick up a bottle of Chef and the Fat Man Love Rub, a twofer.
Absolutely. All right, so what I've browned off this sausage. I added about 2 tablespoons plus a little bit more of flour to it and cooked that for 1 more minute. Then I added 4 cups of whole milk, okay? And you need to watch this, of course, carefully. We don't want it to boil over or anything. You want to get the milk to just under scalding, and it will begin to thicken and evaporate. Now, I don't touch it much initially. Mix it around a little bit once, and then let it sit. It'll help it thicken if it's just sort of sitting better.
Now, for people who can't or don't know what scalding is, if they were to have a... just under scalding, if they were to have it on a induction, they would put it at what temperature?
About 300.
Okay.
About 300 degrees.
If you're just using gas or the egg or whatever, what are you looking for?
You're looking for very small bubbles forming on the outer edges around the pan, and where if you tip the pan a little bit, you hear it go, you know. But
I'm sorry, you hear it do what?
You hear
if you
the,
could see Chef Eric with his hands out and rolling back and forth as he does it, it is quite disturbing.
All right, and we're starting to get a little bit of boil here. So take it off, mix it up just a little bit. I'm lowering my induction burner, so we'll correct that to 240.
Okay, so you're dropping it down rather considerably.
Yeah. And but it's important because two things happen. One is it'll allow it to thicken easier if it's just at that scald point. So a scald, you know, even with water, a scald starts at around 198 to 200 degrees. Boiling is 212, right? So you're 10 to 15 degrees under.
I've been scalded at 185 when I stuck my finger in there to get the pasta out.
Well, that's just
the same.
Well deserved. That's all that is. So this will take probably about 8 minutes to thicken up, 8 to 10 minutes. Now, if it doesn't thicken up in that period of time, we don't want to use it too runny, so we have to thicken it somehow. So I've got some cornstarch as well in reserve if we need to. You could also use
arrowroot.
No, you could use agar-agar.
What, do you got a problem?
Well, no, agar-agar. So you can use a little agar-agar, sprinkle it on there, and that will thicken something that's heated.
Agar-agar?
Yeah.
Where do you get that at your local Kroger or Whole Foods?
Whole Foods may have it.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of times you're going to find it near canning supplies.
Oh, okay.
Because it's used a lot, sometimes in jellies and things like that as well. Or there are some fancier things you can use. Like, actually, you know, the other day, there's one that's a brand name, which I'm not going to tell you because you'd have to go to a molecular gastronomy store to get it. But
yeah.
But if you've never browsed a molecular gastronomy online store, you can find things like the stuff that people use in restaurants. They use all the time, like transglutamase. You know what that is? Meat glue. So if you ever wondered how it's so when you see bacon wrapped around a tenderloin and it sticks and it you don't need a whole bunch of toothpicks in it and things like that, that's transglutamase. Or if you want to create a roll and you want to create multiple types of meat and put it all together into like some transglutamase, and it's perfectly safe. It's natural. It's not a chemical.
Well, I'll tell you, next time I have a few minutes, I'll sit there and go through my microgastronomy.
Molecular gastronomy.
Whatever. Section of my computer and see, gee, can I get some transglutamates? Well, if you can't get transglutamates, try another animal glue, Elmer's. Chef and a Fat Man, live from Le Cordon Green. If we ain't cooking it, you don't want to eat it, baby.